California's Latino middle class is expanding, but many families still struggle. The census says nearly one in five Latinos in the state lives below the federal poverty line, and traditional paths to financial stability are becoming harder to navigate. In the second of her stories for the California Dream Collaboration, KPCC's Leslie Beristain Rojas introduces us to a family for whom the dream remains out of reach.
About 100 people are waiting for groceries at the First Christian Church in Downey. It's a Saturday morning when the church does its weekly food giveaway. The hall is packed. Jeanette Perez sits on a folding chair, her baby boy in her lap. Her six-year-old son plays a couple of feet away. It's their first time here.
I was told through my job that they were donating food here at the church. So I came by to see what they could give me since we're struggling right now, especially after I just had the baby.
Perez and her husband both work. He installs car stereos. She works in nutrition at a Head Start preschool. But even with two incomes, they're just scraping by. It gets to her.
It's really difficult. Our rent is like $1,375, and our car payment is, you know, almost $500, so we can't afford anything right now.
The hall is filled with families in similar circumstances. Their wages are too low, they say. Their rent is too high. Some, like Perez, live in nearby communities. Others live right here in Downey, a city regarded as a haven for the Latino middle class. But it isn't that for everyone, especially these days.
The California of today does not hold the same kinds of opportunities that it did 30 years ago.
USC sociologist Jody Aegis-Vallejo says some of the very opportunities that allowed previous generations of Latinos to reach middle-class status in California are becoming more elusive. It used to be saving up and buying property was one of the main ways Latino families built wealth, even on modest incomes. These days, it's harder to do. While the median income for U.S. Latinos is going up, in California, it's not nearly enough.
And it's not just the fact that homeownership costs are high. Even just having to pay high rents can prevent people from saving to buy a home.
Waiting for her groceries, Jeanette Perez says she wishes her family could afford a home of their own.
So my children can have somewhere to live, so they won't struggle the way we did.
But it feels out of reach. She says with their overhead, they just can't save. Neither she nor her husband have a college degree. Their wages are unsteady. Perez says this summer will be tough because she won't get paid until school starts. As for her husband's job,
the hours are not the same like they used to. He'll maybe work 5 days out of the week sometimes, or 4 days out of the week.
Cal State Fullerton sociologist Anthony Alvarez says unreliable hours are also a big problem for Latinos in lower earning jobs.
We still do see high levels of what we would call income volatility.
Hours that get cut from week to week or month to month make it hard to accumulate savings. Other obstacles? Many Latinos, especially the first generation, are underbanked. They lack access to credit. As for the second generation, extended family obligations can eat into their finances. Let's say
your brother or sister has had a mishap with their car and they need three new tires.
If you earn more money, you're expected to help out, he says, and then you can fall behind. Also, for some, there's a very big obstacle, legal status. The population of unauthorized immigrants in the U.S. has declined, but getting legal status has gotten more difficult. With the pathways to the middle class becoming rockier, will future generations of California's Latino families have a harder time cracking the ceiling? Vallejo says maybe, but there's also reason for hope. California has immigrant-friendly laws. It's enacted recent policies like raising the minimum wage and expanding health care, widening the social safety net.
If we can make education accessible for all, if we can invest in things like access to capital and helping to ease people's housing burdens, all of those things could really help to promote economic stability.
Before she left with her groceries, Jeanette Perez told me she and her husband have thought about leaving the state. But they realize they're better off than some Californians.
And I tell my husband, you know what, we at least have somewhere to live.
And they're grateful for that. In Downey, I'm Leslie Beristain Rojas.